In a landmark agreement years in the making, the Matildas look set to earn the same pay as their male counterparts. The deal's in the final stages of negotiations, but it's expected to be announced by Football Federation Australia this week. And it's being described as a huge step forward for women's sport, as Georgia Hitch reports.
Kerr is steaming forward. Sam Kerr! That's your opener!
It's not set in stone yet, but it seems pay equality for the Matildas is within close reach. Speaking to Channel 7 this morning, Matildas captain Sam Kerr is cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, obviously it's a welcomed investment into women's football and we're really excited about it. But like you said, it hasn't been announced or finalised, so hopefully we can get the deal over the edge. But yeah, it's exciting.
The deal, which is currently still being nutted out with Football Federation Australia, would be a world first, guaranteeing not just the same pay, but also the same share of commercial revenue as their male counterparts in the Socceroos. The Matildas' Steph Catley thinks it'd be a big step in the right direction.
You know, we've come a long way in women's football. We've still got a long way to go, but, you know, our team in particular has been doing really well on the world stage. So, you know, increased investment's always important and, you know, hopefully we can get something done.
An official announcement is expected later this week, but it's already drawing huge praise from those within the industry. Kate Palmer is the Chief Executive of Sport Australia.
For me, this is a moment in time that will change the face of Matildas, the Matildas and other women's sport in this country as well.
She thinks the impending deal and the message of equality it sends more broadly is bound to have knock-on effects.
So this upward pressure, you know, all boats will rise. And I think this is the exciting thing about sport for women in this country is we will continue to see rise. And we can't be complacent because we don't want to go backwards. We know that sports like tennis, golf, those types of sport are already on the way. So look out for women in sport in this country.
On a personal level, Kate Palmer says she never thought she'd see the day during her career where this kind of change became a reality.
So I'm so excited that, you know, in my career, in my lifetime, this has come. And the excitement that it creates. And it's not only about women in sport. This is about taking a position as an industry and saying, looking at our other colleagues and other industries and saying, our industry's standing up and we're doing really great things.
Benita Merciades is the president of Women in Football. She thinks the deal shows how committed the FFA is to leading the country and the world on pay parity.
You know, the people who should take a bow are all those who have negotiated this and also the Socceroos, because at the end of the day, they've had to agree to share what is part of a larger pool of money. It actually is good for all of those who have been involved in getting to this point to show that we are willing to take a stand and say something and put it into practice in terms of gender equity.
It's hoped the full details of the deal will be announced before the team takes on Chile in an international friendly on Saturday.
Georgia Hitch.